This is HPR episode 2543 entitled, Home Theater, Part 1 Hardware. It is hosted by Operat Zero R and is about 9 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is, I go over my home theater slash media setup starting with hardware.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Hacker Public Radio with your host Operator. Today it's going to be a multiple part series kind of my media center setup, which is that of Plex and some speakers and receivers and hardware and software and Internet of Things and all that good stuff. So if you're not interested in media setups and automation through building your own kind of TiVo, this is probably not the best fit for you, but anyways, this section is going to be probably three part, maybe four part. This first section is going to be the hardware of my Plex and media system. So it started out way back when we had Notmith, which would actually plug into your cable card on your computer, and then you could record the media from the cable output, and they held all this cool processing where it would remove commercials and not necessarily remove commercials, but it would detect the presence of, for example, the logo of the network and then automatically know when to skip commercials and all that good stuff. So I ran with Notmith for a certain amount of time, and then I did the whole complete unplug, and we use a Yagi antenna for the over-the-air stuff, and everything else is downloaded. So The setup here is, this is a point-in-time capture, so there might be newer models or better solutions for hardware and setup and all that stuff. This is kind of a point-in-time capture over the course of a couple of years from 2017, 2018. So I'll go over the setup. First things first, I have a receiver, and it's an Onyoko or KYO receiver. That receiver has kind of a standby mode where you can control it with an application or a remote of your choosing. So what I went with was a ZoomTAK, ZoomTAK wireless remote, and then on the other side it was a keyboard. So on one side it's a kind of a directional kind of traditional remote, and then on the other side it's a straight up keyboard. Now you can have four keys on the bottom of the ZoomTAK to assign to whatever you want. What I did find is between the Onkyo and the Panasonic World, they either one of them worked or the other one didn't work. So I couldn't get Panasonic and Onkyo to play nice together. So I ended up with the receiver being the master, meaning that I got a TrickleStar 7 outlet advanced power strip, which essentially has a master of the receiver, and the receiver says, hey, anytime there's something on this device, turn everything else down the stream on. Anytime there's this device on the master is off, then turn everything else off. So I have my TV and the actual sub and the Wii and the Wii U all wired up to that same switch, that same power strip. So when I turn on the receiver, everything else gets power, and then when I turn it off, everything else loses power, minus the receiver is kind of on a standby mode. So within the master always gets power, everything else, actually the power is completely cut off when you turn off the master, which is kind of the whole vampire thing, whatever. So anyways, we start with the Trickle Star, have the master set up as the receiver. We have Android apps or whatever to control the receiver. So you got your Bluetooth, you got your Chromecast audio support through that player. And I've got all the notes in there for it. Excuse me. Then as a backup for the actual media server itself, I have a CyberPower CP1500AVR LCD. It's got a LCD panel on the front. And also I provided the configuration file that I use for it to kind of automatically shut itself off. It doesn't do any of that when you first set up. I think it automatically shuts off right when the power trips. So if the power trips, it like goes into shut off mode or something. So that the configuration file I have is pretty good for CyberPower. It says like after 30%, then shut yourself down. The cool part is the wireless setup I have for the audio. So for example, if the child is around and we want to watch something, we can still listen to the audio and watch the program with the child not hearing the content. So it works more at night, right? But in general, it's a Bluetooth receiver transmitter, KEEDOX, K-E-E-D-O-X. And this is a little box that's a USB Bluetooth device that plugs in to a power source. And it does have an onboard battery that we never really use. So that power source provides the power 24/7 to the box. The box is plugged into the computer. The other side is plugged into, when you need it, into the auxiliary in or auxiliary out of the receiver. So at night, you plug in the big, it's not the headphone jack, it's the bigger one, whatever it's called. And you plug that into the receiver, and then everything gets piped to the actual, the KEEDOX. Now the cool thing about that is I purchased iRunzo wireless Bluetooth headset, I-R-U-N-Z-O. They're pretty slick, they're lightweight, they held up pretty well. One of them actually broke, and I don't know if it's because my child was messing with it or whatever, but they seem pretty solid if you take decent care of them and don't throw them around like a rag doll. I wouldn't recommend giving them to children or anything like that, but I would say they've held up for the past couple of years, got a decent battery and all that stuff. So the idea there is with the KEEDOX, it supports not only one device, but two devices. And there's a bunch of stuff out there on the internet, and I wasn't able to find anything that was a reasonable price. So for the price of the KEEDOX and two of the Bluetooth, any Bluetooth, two Bluetooth headphones you can use, but iRunzo NFC foldable ones. They're pretty slick. So the idea there is that you set it, turn it on, and then you hold the two outside plus and minus signs, and you can set a second pair and sync two actual audio devices. I thought that was pretty cool. As far as everything else goes, you know, you've got your fishing tape, standard stuff to run the wires and the cable. You definitely want to be wired for this type of system. And I'll go over the rest of that in a different series. So the rest of the series. So the first part is kind of laying out the hardware, all that. And maybe in a couple of weeks, I'll have the second or third part, which is going over the software for Plex and all that mess, and then going over the software for, excuse me, Kodi, going over the software for Kodi and all that mess, and kind of somewhere in between or both, or one or the other, I'll do all the internet-based stuff with all the content and how I get all that. So anyways, that should wrap this up. If you're interested, feel free to let me know what your thoughts are. If you do have a Plex or a Kodi system, more specifically a Plex system, and what your setup is, and if there's anything new whiz-bang that I'm missing, please let me know, and we'll pick up this in a couple of other episodes. Thank you.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.